Welcome to the IDP Show. I'm your host, Josh Raymer, joined in the Soul Shack tonight. On my right, Adam Markham. On my left, Bobby Reynolds. Gentlemen, how are we this evening?
Doing very well. How are we, mates?
I'm doing good, Bobbo. I'm back from the Sunshine State. Had a little early December vacay with the fam, so...
Look at you. The whole family, too, right?
The whole family. That's the first time in 3 years we've done a full family vacation.
Wow.
Maybe 3 years before we do it again, but that was good.
How many cigarettes you ripped through?
About four before we came on mic, if that tells you anything.
Same between the toes in December.
It was nice, boys. 75, 80 degrees every day. Wow. Florida vacation at the beginning of December, highly underrated because it's usually 40s here. It was rainy, and it is deserted down there. Now, it may pick up around Christmas, but I think this little kind of lag time in between Thanksgiving and Christmas here, it was primo. Didn't wait at any restaurant. The beach was empty. I mean, it was nice. If you're a fan of that kind of 30A area, the Florida Panhandle, get you a little December vacay.
Real happy for you.
What'd you do, Eddie? What'd you do?
I was here working my tail off for the pod.
No, you was not.
Yes, I was. I was inside them ranks. You know good and well I was, Josh.
Every time I check it, Bobbo, Addie's in the ranks, folks. He is doing the Lord's work.
It's the big three guarantee.
Big three guarantee.
Adam would never have gone to the beach. He would have just had just eight tee times
absolutely.
In about 4 days.
Family wouldn't have seen him for four straight days.
Got to get him in.
Got to get him in.
Haven't played in like 2 weeks.
And you're climbing the walls.
Florida golf's a little different, too.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
It hits different. So I've been told. Oh, Addy, yeah, Park Mammoth. Are you getting the emails or text messages from Park Mammoth yet? Like, we'd love to see you back, Adam. Here's a 20% coupon.
I haven't been up there in a little because they raised the rates.
Oh, no. A little pricey. They priced out the common man?
We'll be back. I have a feeling that those prices are going to return.
Might be some off-season content involving some golf and some IDP, Bobbo.
How about next week? I think it's supposed to get to 60.
Beautiful marriage. You guys been clamoring for it.
Beautiful marriage.
Golf and IDP talk.
Not Adams, but none of the marriages around this table, but golf and IDP, by God.
Oh, man.
It's a thing of beauty. Also,
It's the future.
Also a thing of beauty, the Week 13 Recap Pod. We're glad you all are here. We are going to talk through all the games from week 13, what happened, who went nuts, and who disappointed. And let's just jump right into it, boys. We got a lot of games. There were some teams on bye. I think we have six teams on bye for week 14, but I think we only had maybe two to four teams on bye this week. Seemed like there was a lot of games. So we're going to get into it. And as has been happening all season, Addy, some outrageous IDP performances from week 13 that we're going to dig into.
Can't wait.
Well, let's kick it off here, boys, with the first game from Thursday Night Football, Bills 24, Patriots 10. And we just want to start off here with a shout-out to the immortal Sigmund Bloom for tabbing Marcus Jones all the way back in April. If you go back and listen to the pod that we did with Sig talking through the Bloom 100, Addy, I'm sure you remember, he threw in at the end a little kind of just put a pin next to this guy's name, and then here Marcus Jones is popping in this Thursday Night Football game.
Yeah, he plays in return yardage leagues like we do, and he pointed that out, and he's been getting that. He had an offensive
touchdown.
It was like a 40, 50-yard catch.
Yes.
Touchdown.
It's true Bill Belichick fashion, the only offensive points come from a defensive punt returner, Bobbo.
45% of the snaps, 24 points.
Love to see it. Shout out Sig for that one. But this was an interesting game, boys. We had our boy Jake Colhagen. Shout out Jake and Tripp for doing the Week 13 preview.
Well done.
That was great, excellent. Pod. Really, really enjoyed that and appreciated them stepping in. It was like the Sideshow Bob stepping on Rake's meme of like trying to make this pod happen. So appreciate those two guys coming together for the Week 13 preview. But Jake had Matthew Judon as a sit, and he was right, 8.35 points on 80% of snaps. He said, not necessarily a sit, but definitely a fade. So great call by Jake there. But Josh Uche stepped up in his stead, 43% of snaps, 28.25 points.
Did you have him in the start, Jake?
Yes, he did, actually. Marcus Jones, we mentioned there. Kyle Duggar, 99% of snaps, because why the hell not? Over on the Bills side, kind of a letdown overall, Bobbo. A.J. Epinesa led the way with 16.8 points on 37% of snaps, and Jordan Poyer and Teron Johnson were the only other double-digit scorers, both playing 100% of snaps. Any big takeaways from this game for you?
Are we worried about the defensive line with no Von Miller for the next couple weeks? Ed Oliver kind of had a low game. Greg Rousseau has kind of struggled a little bit in Von's absence. Epinesa has been fine, but I don't know. Defensive line's been weak for the Bills here for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, 63% of snaps for Greg Rousseau. Yeah, it is. It definitely takes out the it messes up the batting order a little bit here, because suddenly your ace, you know, your big home run hitter Von Miller is out, and so suddenly Rousseau, Epinesa are being, I mean, basically what it was last year where those guys were playing, they were the first and second bananas, and it just kind of throws everything a little bit into whack here. A down game from the linebackers as well, Addie. Tremaine Edmonds, 7 points. Matt Milano, 5.75. Both played 100% of snaps. So hope you enjoyed the Tyrell Dotson, A.J. Klein dilemma, only to have Tremaine come back and play 100% of snaps.
Okay, looking back, Greg Rousseau, guy has not been very good lately. Since week 9, he's only averaging 7 points per game. And I know he's been injured, but when he's been out there, it just has not been good. He the way he started the year, you know, red hot, was like a, you know, top 12 defensive lineman. That has not been the case the second half. I think Epinesa is going to be someone that we can maybe use a little bit going forward, assuming he's healthy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's Von Miller's, you know, not being out there probably does hurt them. I agree.
Yeah. And don't worry too much about Matthew Judon. This was just a bad matchup. You plug this guy in every week, and like we've said, this is the nature of the position. There are some weeks, Bobbo, that the your star defensive end is going to get you under 10 points. It just happens.
You know, and if you play IDP, or honestly, even if you play actual just offensive fantasy football, start paying attention to some of these matchups here for the next couple weeks. So Judon has Arizona week 14, Las Vegas week 15, and then Cincinnati, Miami week 16 and 17. So, you know, look at all these guys next couple weeks. If you're going to be a playoff team, if you're needing to score points in a particular week, start paying attention to that. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's keep it rolling and talk about the next game on the list here, which is Commanders versus Giants. And headline for me on this one was, welcome back, Azeez Ojulari. As an Ojulari manager in our main league, it was awesome to see him back playing alongside Kayvon Thibodeau. But happy trails to Cole Holcomb and that sweet, sweet mullet. We know John Macri poured out a maple syrup shot on his sidewalk to commemorate the season that wasn't for Cole Holcomb. Goes to IR, season-ending surgery, foot surgery. Boys, a bummer, but we did have Jamin Davis step in, 17 points on 100% of snaps. Cam Curl pacing the safety group for the Commanders, 100% of snaps, 16.5 points. The defensive linemen, the defensive tackles, again, showing up. You have Jonathan Allen, 23.5, Deron Payne, 26.1. These dudes have been outstanding all year. And on the Giants side, Bobbo, we got Dexter Lawrence pacing this group with 21.35. Kayvon Thibodeau, 17.55 on 87% of snaps. Mm-hmm. And then we mentioned Azeez Ojulari there with 58. So a lot of IDP-relevant pieces from this game that unfortunately ended in a tie.
Two teams that are going to be vying for playoff spots as well. So these teams are going to be scrapping here down the finish to try to get in. What's the Commanders' defensive line going to look back like when Chase Young comes back?
I think
get richer.
I was going to say, I think it'll look even better. I think this will be a defensive line to rival and probably even surpass what the Eagles have been doing with how deep that rotation is.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, man, Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen, especially if you're in defensive tackle-specific leagues, are going to be league winners for you this year, because a lot of times that defensive tackle position, idea, whatever you want to call it, it's just kind of a poke and pray type of thing.
Well,
you know?
And even in DL leagues like in Sleeper, both these guys are top 12, top 15 options.
And don't forget about the other guy, Dexter Lawrence.
That's right.
So we got three, what did we say, top 8 defensive tackles in Dynasty?
Yes.
pretty nice. Yeah, Dexter Lawrence. I mean,
we didn't mention Leonard Williams either.
Yeah, Leonard Williams is there
as
well.
He's heating up. He had a slow start, but he's definitely been.
Julian Love, 17.5 points on 100% of snaps. He's been awesome. So.
Jahad Ward's been pretty solid too. I mean, and I see Kayvon get his first sack of the year.
That's right. Yeah. And we should mention from the Bills game, Jordan Phillips, shoulder injury day-to-day. We mentioned Cole Holcomb out for the season. Leonard Williams, neck injury, severity uncertain. Montez Sweat left this game with a concussion. He's day-to-day. That's why you only saw him playing 47% of the snaps. But, yeah, I think I have supreme confidence in all the members of this Washington Commanders defensive line. They've just been so solid this year. And if you've got either Daron Payne or Jonathan Allen in D-tackle required leagues, I mean, they are that Aaron Donald in his prime type of cheat code for IDP this season.
I think one of the things that I'm paying attention to for the next couple weeks is I'm probably going to trust Jamin Davis as like an LB3, but then we're back to Cam Curl, Derek Forrest season.
Yep.
With Cole Holcomb out, you know, I think you two specifically talked about this on a podcast a couple weeks ago about when Cole Holcomb was out, Derek Forrest was really, really relevant. And I think that's now that we know Holcomb is, you know, going to hang it up for the rest of the season, Davis, Curl, and Forrest should be some pretty good IDP producers for the next several weeks.
Jonathan Allen has the most 20-point games among all defensive tackles this year. He has five games over 20 points.
Yeah, we should mention we're giving a lot of love to defensive tackles. We're going to do a top 8 defensive tackles video here very soon. So make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube, youtube.com/@theIDP show. The slash and the at. It's kind of weird. But that's what you have to do. If you just do /theIDP show, it's not going to work. So make sure you get the at symbol in there.
Let's get a quick dynasty question in. Giants, Micah McFadden, y'all trusting him at all for 2023?
I think he's interesting at least.
He's fine, yeah. But is he going to get replaced in the draft? There's a good chance. Or free agency? Yeah. So I'm not.
This is a rebuilding team.
I'm not going crazy about him. But yeah, I mean, you got to feel better. Yeah.
I'm not trading for him. I don't trust him that much. If I got him, I'm fine to hold them. If you want to scoop them, we're going to do, speaking of stuff you should check out, we're going to do a chat through the Substack app. So make sure you've got the app downloaded. We're going to be talking about dynasty linebacker stashes. And I feel like that's a guy that you could probably grab and stash. Especially if you're out of contention, if you're sort of looking ahead to next season as the playoffs start here, I think that guy's at least worth a roster spot as we head into next season.
For sure. I think just this year though has taught me more than ever, don't chase a linebacker. I mean, you can find these guys in season. You can always figure the linebacker position out in season. There's just been so many studs that have been picked up on waiver wires this year, and that's every single year.
And studs from this season that might carry over to next year.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what Caden Ellis and Jack Sanborn are going to be. You know, Zaire Franklin. Yeah.
The LB1 probably in a lot of leagues right now.
Frankie Louvu.
Yeah. Tons of guys.
Josie Jewell. I mean, there's just so many examples of this. So never, ever chase any linebacker. Figure it out in year, you know, in season.
There you go. Well, let's move it to the next game here, which was,
that's really interesting, Addy, how it's going to affect our, because we're going to do 100 best ball drafts in the offseason, how it's going to affect our best ball drafts. You know, it's really going to fade a lot of these Shaq Leonards, you know, a lot of these high-end LBs that we want to take in the first or second round. It's just like, you know what, I'm just going to settle in at defensive line and just.
But you got to go LB early because there's no waivers. So you're not going to be able to scoop up the Jack Sanborns, the Caden Ellis's, the Zaire Franklins. You got to try to bank on as much certainty as you can with these drafted and done
early
leagues.
But we didn't have to go early in these last years. We were scooping up all the Matt Milano, all the Josie Jewell.
Yes, there's still plenty of value to be had later in the draft.
But even in the non-best balls, even if in your redraft, your dynasty, I mean, it just really does show you, especially if you have waivers open. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Don't worry about these guys.
It definitely changes in redraft and dynasty as well, I think. I mean, if you look at my dynasty rankings, like, I've had a total, like, mind shift recently. Like, it's all, I think the top 8 are all edge guys.
Yeah.
Just because, like, why would you put Roquan up there, Devin White? Like, those are, We can literally find better linebackers than those guys. Like we are. Jack Sanborn is better than him. Josie Jewell is better than him this year.
Like Sig said, be a bean counter. It's points at the end of the day. That's what wins you games.
It keeps you active and involved during the year. So I mean, you stay locked in. Like we mentioned on the Sig episode, it's easy to get complacent and kind of like check out, especially when you're like also set in stone with your lineups. You know, you go this offseason, you go out and pay for a bunch of linebackers to win the offseason. Well, you're not going to have a lot of decisions to make this, you know, during the year. So you will sit back and let the rest of the league kind of figure that stuff out. You shouldn't be like that. I don't think that's best for your success. I think you're going to have a better chance at winning a championship if you're locked in all year round. And I think that strategy kind of helps you do that.
Even in that, you just said Roquan's name, and we're going to talk about him here in just a second, but he's just kind of been okay since he's been in Baltimore. Maybe he figures it out, but
you ain't been Jack Sanborn.
Yeah, maybe the 30
special agent Sanborn.
Maybe the 30-point Roquan Chicago Bear days are, you know, it could be behind him. Honestly,
let's just go to that game, boys. I was saying that I think it would be a sick and twisted assignment, but I would love if someone could power rank all 272. Regular season NFL games from like best to worst, right? You see these sometimes, like these movie lists, like the best romantic comedies, the best action movies.
Yeah, me and Adam see that a lot.
A lot. You guys are deep in these streets. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see a ranking because I have a feeling the Ravens 10-9 victory over the hapless Denver Broncos would probably rank somewhere in like the 250s to 260s. We got to make room for a lot of Colts games down there, unfortunately. But boy, this game was a snoozer. But headline for me.
You like the romantic comedies?
No.
You like any of the romantic Notebooks or anything?
No.
I love The Notebook. That's Notebook one of my favorites. Notebook was a
good movie. Yeah. What about?
You hated The Notebook?
I didn't.
500 Days of Summer. You ever seen that one?
Would you have rather watched The Notebook or watch this Broncos Ravens game?
The Notebook. Give me The Notebook.
You have seen The Notebook.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
It's good.
You liked it, Adam?
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Yeah. Sure, it's fine.
I was thinking, we actually saw one of my favorite rom-coms in theaters, weirdly enough, but it was because it was a Ben Stiller movie, The Heartbreak Kid.
You think that's a rom-com?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's a rom-com?
The Heartbreak Kid.
What does that mean?
It's romantic and it's comedy. It's a love story. He falls in love with another woman.
That's where the tight one joke originated.
Yes, that's from The Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah. The DVD he checks out is Remember the Tight Ones.
He brings the guy that works at the resort all the DVDs, and they're all pornos, and he doesn't know that until he gives it to the guy.
So that's where Tight Ones
comes from. Heartbreak Kid's a fantastic movie. Check it out.
I thought rom-com was like that big thing they had like every year in like California. It's like a big gathering.
That's rom-con.
Yeah, I don't know that Heartbreak Kid is a rom-com.
It's a rom-com. It's funny and it's romantic.
Sure, but it's not like it's not a massive movie like The Notebook.
You know, this is a worm.
That's not comedy.
We could be here
it's
for
a
hours,
movie
Adam.
You could watch with your wife that you would both enjoy.
A good romantic comedy?
Mm-hmm.
What's the Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore?
50 First Dates.
Yeah.
That's another one. They can be funny. That's the comedy part of it.
Yeah, but the Heartbreak Kid's a little vulgar. I'm having trouble talking tonight. It's a little vulgar.
It's a R-rated rom-com. I mean, adults are watching this. It's not like your 8-year-old say, like, let's watch a rom-com, Dad.
I think
adults are watching rom-coms.
You can get away with it. You know, I don't think you have to feel, you know, if you're a big alpha male, I don't think you gotta feel silly.
You don't have to feel, like, if you're checking this out at Blockbuster 20 years ago, you don't have to feel not secure in your manhood anymore.
Right, when you're washing down your wings with your beer.
So Ravens get the 10-9 victory over the Broncos. Bob, I'm going to tee you up on this one.
Oh, boy.
Are we settling into a Bobby Wagner, Ernest Jones type of split with Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen? We had Roquan playing 96% of the snaps and Patrick Queen playing 83% this game.
The reason this is no is because I think we're starting to see Ernest play more. I think Wagner is slowly, I mean, he's still really, really good, but I don't know that Queen is
especially
ever,
this week.
I don't know that Queen is ever going to surpass Roquan. Maybe Ernest isn't ever going to surpass Wagner either, but I mean, maybe playing time in terms of that, maybe yes, but
I'm just
Wagner's
saying,
old. Roquan's still what, clear, like 25?
We don't see this many teams where there is, it's not a clear one linebacker team.
I'll be honest.
Right? There's a second option that's viable.
I'm not really interested in Roquan or Queen. I know that's probably irrational, but I don't like probably what you're going to have to give for Roquan here moving forward. And with Pat Queen, I feel like it could still fall off. Like, I still just don't trust him quite yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what Queen's ADP is in the offseason. People love him some Pat Queen, but I don't know what that's going to – I don't know what Roquan being there
is. I don't think people do anymore, though, right?
Maybe not. Maybe not now that Roquan's there.
Yeah, the bloom's off the rose for Pat Queen with Roquan in town.
I mean, the most you're getting for Pat Queen's like a third,
What's
maybe.
The most you're getting for Roquan now?
I mean,
a second. I don't think you're getting a first for Roquan, are you?
A second and a little. A second yeah, and a little second, throw in. A second and a fourth. A
I
second
don't
and a third.
I'm not giving that for Roquan.
Well, that's the thing where...
You're giving a second and a fourth?
I think the point you're making is if you had Roquan on your team and you took him in a startup
potentially,
or,
if I'm a piece away, I still like to have Roquan. He's going to have those weeks.
You draft him in a spot you feel good about. You have him on your team. You're good with Roquan. You just don't want to pay the price to go acquire this guy.
I feel like that's a pretty fair price.
Will Roquan be a first-round pick next year?
I don't... Probably so, because he's Roquan Smith. Yes.
Yeah, I think
he's
so.
Still going to be linebacker, what?
I mean, linebacker 2, 3.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on how you feel about Devin White or.
What's the top linebackers next year?
I know who mine is.
Is it Nick Bolton?
It's Nick Bolton.
That's what I said.
Right? It's probably Nick Bolton.
Team Bolton over here.
It's Nick Bolton or Devin White or Roquan Smith.
Or Josie Jewell, who had 16.25 points on 100% of snaps, Eddie. Just let your heart run wild. Alex Singleton, though, outscoring him on 88% of snaps. We just have to give it up to the long, greasy-haired man. I mean, he's a tackle monster.
He really is. Definition, that's the guy.
That is the guy. He gets the greasy hair flowing, and the dude just makes tackles.
I agree with what what Tripp said last week with Jake, in that it's going to be really interesting to see what this defensive line looks like when the old cowboy,
Randy Gregory
comes back and is healthy also.
Because Baron Browning was back, 69% of snaps, 13.1 points.
Dude, what an embarrassment, too, that, you know, I'd be mad if I'm a defense at Russell Wilson also, because it's like, man, I know Lamar got hurt, but the Broncos defense has been playing pretty good ball.
Oh, they've been playing great.
Keeping them in games, and Russ just can't put up 15 points.
I heard it on the Around the NFL podcast. They said this was one of Russell Wilson's best game, and then Greg Rosenthal chimed in, and they scored 9 points.
Yeah.
Like, there is no bar. The bar hasn't even been lowered. The bar is just gone for this offense. The defense, though, is holding up its end of the bargain.
Bad team. They don't have a run game either.
Yeah, so it's, you know, a lot of the guys that we expect to see over on the Ravens, though, Odafe Owe, 32% of snaps. I mean, he is plummeting the playing time, Addy.
He did get a sack, though, so that's a positive.
But you see, Justin Houston, 72%. Jason Pierre-Paul, 42%.
They had him on special teams as well.
That's not great.
Owe.
Oh, no.
That's not great, Bob.
So not great.
What did you say his snaps were at?
It was 40%, 40%, and now 32%.
What was the highest, though? The highest he ever got was in the 40s?
It was like 80%.
Yeah, he started off the season playing a lot.
Between 77 to 80% the first, like, 4 weeks, I think.
Wow.
It just kept dropping, and now we're, 32%.
Concerns. And playing special teams, yeah. So let's talk about a new low for the Atlanta Falcons. They fall 16-19 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hearing a lot of chatter, Bobo, that it might be Desmond Ridder time as Marcus Mariota again cost this team the game. I think it's time to get this guy in there. They have the bye week finally, so they have some time to get Ridder ready. I think we will see him come week, 15. Mm-hmm. But, Steelers get the 19-16 win. Headline for me, Richie Grant's sophomore breakout continues. He has had 6 double-digit games in 2022. Gentlemen, what do we think about this Falcons team? Let's start there. Not a team that we're super excited about a lot of the pieces from, but I think we can look at Richie Grant with a little bit of optimism considering what he's done this season.
Yeah. He's a fine piece. I think he's one of their better pieces. I mean, Arnold Ebiketie, Troy Anderson, those are probably your two most prominent pieces. But, yeah, I mean, in the short term, I think Rashawn Evans, what did we think about his value going forward?
That's what I was going to say. the time frame that you pointed out about selling Mykal Walker was peak sell Mykal Walker season, because we really haven't seen that here lately. 74% of the snaps. Rashawn Evans and Troy Anderson are probably the ones that hang around there, right?
Well, Rashawn's on a, was on just a one-year deal, so he's...
What's Mykal? Is he...
He's still going to be around. But I think Troy Anderson is the guy that they're going to try and, obviously get the, get him more involved and entrenched and all that stuff.
They've been trying to. Now, Troy Anderson did exit this game with an ankle injury.
Yeah.
We should mention the reason that Pat Queen might have exited and played fewer snaps, he had a thigh injury considered day-to-day.
Yeah. Got carted off, I think.
Did he really?
But, yeah, it turned out okay.
Yeah.
So everyone's getting carted off these days.
Yeah, it's just maybe that's they're like, hey, let's not have
– go poop. And
yeah, maybe don't have the guy who is potentially injured walk off the field. Let's just let this guy take the cart.
You can't do that to us in these Twitter – days.
Yeah, it's like, oh God, you see the cart come out.
Oh, he's dead.
He's just, they put the sheet over him, right?
He's gone.
The arm's just hanging out the side. You're like, oh my God.
Gone forever.
What about Rashawn Evans? He's maybe earned himself a contract somewhere else.
I think he could sign a deal. That was what Tripp and Jake were talking about was, they could bring Rashawn Evans back, but is it still the Troy Anderson linebacking room for 2023? That's where I would put my money.
Yeah.
Even if Rashawn Evans comes back, I think he would eventually cede that job to Troy Anderson if it doesn't start the season that way.
Yeah. But that would be a fine move, too. I mean, I think both those guys can coexist. I mean, if you bring Rashawn Evans back, I think if you're Atlanta, you're saying, okay, it's Evans and Troy Anderson moving forward. Mykal,
he's under contract.
Your last year.
Yeah, he's under contract next season. Yeah,
But we hate you.
We hate you. We don't want to pay you.
Are you excited at all for Ritter?
I am. Yeah, I think this guy can do some stuff. He looked really good in the preseason. Obviously, had a prolific college career, and I think he's going to be an upgrade over what Marcus Mariota's given us this season.
Yeah,
back to the backup role for Marcus Mariota
should be good for the receivers, surely, right?
I would hope so.
You'd hope so, yeah.
You would hope so.
Pitts is done for a while, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's done for the season, yep.
I gotcha.
So we should mention on the Steelers side, Minkah Fitzpatrick had a nice day, 100% of snaps, 22.35 points. Cameron Hayward, that was cool. They were in Atlanta where their father played. Of course, you have Connor Hayward, the tight end on the team, caught his first career touchdown. Cameron Hayward has a fantastic game. They said they got to go, their dad is buried in Atlanta, and they got to go to visit his grave before the game. And Cam Hayward said when his brother Connor caught that touchdown, he's like, I was glad the cameras weren't on me because I was tearing up a little bit. So when you become a dad, I think you understand that at a little bit different level of that tugs on the old heartstrings.
You don't believe after that. I don't know what to tell you.
There was a commercial the other day that something happened on it. I don't remember. And my wife chuckled, and I'm literally tearing up at the same thing.
Oh, I remember when Pax was first born, my emotions were so shot. Every commercial that was not intended to be sad made me cry. I mean, you're just a wreck. You're an absolute wreck.
I'm dead inside now.
Yeah, Adam has no feelings of any kind. A small spark of joy at Park Mammoth, but that's it.
That's the only thing that gets me going these days. So all I'm living for.
The linebacker.
That needs beers.
That's right.
Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, okay. So transitioning back away, steering out of that skid, just to put a bow on this game, Devin Bush, 87% of snaps, Miles Jack, 76, and then TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith were pacing the edge rushers there, 87% of snaps for TJ Watt, 81% for Alex Highsmith, but both scored under 5 points, so just a bad day for the edge rushers.
TJ Watt, stinky.
Stinky, yeah. You think he's all the way back yet?
Yeah, and probably not.
Working his way back, I think. That's what do you have, a torn pec, right?
Where's he in dynasty discussions?
He is, as far as edge rushers, is he top five still? Top five edge for you?
I don't think he is.
The age and the injury has me a little bit concerned.
What is he, 27 now?
28.
Is he older than Daniil?
Daniil is younger. Daniil's 26 years old, right?
What up for you boys? So he is...
What is he for you?
He's 28.2. He is edge 7.
I was going to say, I think he's top 8. Like, when we do the top 8 edge video, I think he's probably cracking that
list. So, Micah Parsons, Nick Bosa, Max Crosby, those three clearly ahead.
Agreed.
TJ Watt, right?
Agreed.
Myles Garrett.
Yes. Yeah. Age.
Then I think this is where you get in the discussion. Brian Burns, who is balling this year.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going Burns. I got him ahead of Wyatt.
Brian Burns is 24.6. Yep. I mean, he's almost 4 years younger. Then I have Jalen Phillips, we know.
Yeah, yep. Sure. It's coming.
Jalen season.
That's where I think people will be like, what? No.
Yeah. Yeah, that people won't like that. Mm-hmm. But then I have TJ Watt.
Smart people. Yeah. Smart people.
So you're it's not like you've stuck like four people, five people ahead of TJ Watt.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I still think he's getting the due respect.
Nico Autry,
yeah, exactly.
And Woody Pay.
And that's like
TJ Watt on a blown ACL.
TJ Watt 7 overall.
Yeah, so, 7. I
mean, like, calm down.
We're splitting hairs here.
Yes, exactly.
We're splitting hairs.
These are all fine selections at the top of your drafts.
All right.
Maybe not dynasty draft though for TJ Watt.
Maybe
that's
not.
Why he's lower.
That's he's old.
And he's hurt all the time. He's brittle. What's the deal with dynasty rankings? They fade TJ Watt.
Let's talk Jets, Vikings, boys. Headline for me in this one, Addy, I know you're going to like this one. Jordan Whitehead's quiet safety two season continues, averaging 10.29 points per game. He's been really solid. Steady Eddie is your safety two.
Safety 19 right now, boys. Go. Wanting to make me look good. Wanting me to get all the glory. Wanting me to put a tweet out there on Twitter, patting myself on the back because I have a lot of insecurity issues.
You do. You're probably the most insecure person I know. And you live only for Twitter's adoration.
That's right. It's the only thing that matters. It's been a long time saying that. Likes are the only thing in this life that matter. And have any meaning.
That and golf and beer.
And those two.
Those as well. Did you? I think you planted the flag on Whitehead top 12?
Whitehead maybe top. I think I might have gotten a little silly and may have done top 10. But either way.
Either way.
Good call.
He's coming on strong. You're in spitting distance.
Should I have the option to extend him, boys?
Ooh.
What's the money?
Yeah, what's the money?
$2 million per.
Easy.
Oh, easy.
Done.
Smash accept.
Done.
I've been doing a lot of those.
On the $2 million per, man, and especially with the cap going up.
I got Dexter Lawrence for $2 million per.
Oh,
almost.
That's beautiful.
Here's a good one for you. I was thinking today about Ed Oliver. $2 million per for four.
That's good. That's great.
I think that's a lot. Yeah, for four?
I like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I think that Ed
even
Donald's
on the longer years, yep. That's fine. Yeah. $2 million
that's
is
a good
nothing.
One.
Yeah, you'd spend that on a waiver linebacker guy.
Y'all know I can still extend Carson Wentz on my team who hasn't been on the team
really?
Since like week five. Should I do it for the league?
Yeah, you should.
Absolutely. Yes, do it for the memes.
I did Bradley Chubb. I was able to get him. He'll be a defensive end next year.
Yep. Let's go. I saw you snag him off waivers. I was like, you monster.
Did you see who I got this week?
Who'd you get?
Uchenna.
Where'd you get Uchenna?
Oh. You done that because you wanted to send some type of message to me, you piece of trash. Turn off these cameras, Josh.
Absolutely. And if you're going to fight, do it on camera. Hey, speaking of defensive tackles, Quinnen Williams, 28.55 points on 72. Addy, I'm gonna take away all your toys over there. On 72% of snaps, bless you, thank you. Jordan Whitehead, the aforementioned, 100% of snaps, 16.25 points per game. One of our favorites, Carl Lawson, 15.85. Over on the Vikings side, Harrison Smith had himself a game, 27.8 on 100% of snaps. And his safety mate, Cameron Bye-Bye Bynum, 22.75 on 100% of snaps. Kendricks was in there. Patrick Jones was in there.
He's been getting some run and some production with PJ. That time.
So I know some people that are some fans of Patrick Jones. So a little bit of a down game for some of the Jets players. C.J. Mosley, Quincy Williams had 8.25 and a 7.25. Sauce Gardner was 6. John Franklin Myers with 2. Jordan Hicks with 10.5. Darius Smith with 10, Danielle Hunter with 9.25, but some good production from this game overall.
Yeah, yeah. Cameron Bynum continues to be a very solid play. Harrison Smith, though, I mean, maybe the best safety pick this year,
yeah.
Right?
Pretty nice.
Because he was probably what, DB?
DB 12 to 20?
Yeah, say, somewhere in that range, that safety two range.
And he's like, what, top? Three,
yeah,
right. He's a top three option for you every week.
It's kind of like with Whitehead too. One of the reasons he's been so good is because he was probably outside of DB
like 30 DB 30 range. Yeah, exactly 30 to 35.
And DB's been such a just a mess this year that any Jordan Whitehead that you have has been such a blessing. My gosh, DB's been so hard. I was so thankful for Jordan Poyer's 14 points last week. My gosh,
it's like whatever we can get, just please and thank you.
Jeez.
any kind of safety production.
Addy's been rolling through these safeties. I sent Poyer over to you.
Oh, yeah. Old Jordan.
I've been trading like a madman lately.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted Sneed to pull it
from you. We've had a couple of deals for lately.
So Sneed is still the leading points scorer for the season. Cornerback. Of course, cornerback. So Derwin is safety one. Julian Love is safety two.
Wow.
Jeez.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is safety three. Harrison Smith, safety four.
What a world. Damn. Go to linebacker.
Linebacker? All right. So linebacker, well, we can't count Parsons. We're not going to count Judon. Devin White, LB1, 205. Nick Bolton, LB2, 204. And Foyseid Aluakun, there he is. Yeah. No surprise, 202. Zaire Franklin, 198.
Good gracious.
So
Ofoye is pretty damn good, isn't he?
He really is. He is probably the most underappreciated IDP superstar.
Yeah, he's someone that we're gonna have to be higher on. Just, I mean, who cares if he ends up burning out at some point, you know, in a couple of years?
Just enjoy it while you can. Seriously,
it's been amazing.
How do you think Atlanta feels?
Letting that dude walk.
I mean, do you think
they got Rashawn Evans?
I was gonna say their linebackers have been okay. That definitely hasn't been the reason they've been losing games.
I gotcha.
But
man, Foye's been good.
He's been good.
Yeah. So
I think he has like over 10 tackles for loss.
But yeah, shout out to the YouTubes. Quinnen Williams will be very high in our
very high
unanimous defensive tackle.
Yeah,
ranks.
We did. We should mention that video. We said it's coming here soon. All three of us, for all the top eight videos, we're going to combine our consensus rankings here to give you all the top eight for each of these positions.
We'll probably do these pretty regularly, too. This will be something. Top eight, that's no big deal. But we want y'all to know kind of where we all stand. You know,
little sneak peek at the defensive tackle one. Quinnen Williams, number one.
Numero uno. I flip-flopped because I had Simmons number one. Nah, and it was the age. And I will say, it felt almost like a sign the day the Titans general manager is fired. I don't think that is going to necessarily bode any differently for Jeffrey Simmons, but it's just another complicating factor now. It's amazing how many of these young defensive tackles we're going to talk about are up for a new contract next season. Like, their deals are expiring in 2023, and they'll be UFAs in 2024. I think 6 of the 10 that you had listed out, all up for new deals.
And he went into the season this year kind of disgruntled. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, all these guys. Contract. I think Quinnen will end up getting the biggest deal because he's the youngest and he's been prolific, but would not be surprised if Simmons got the bigger deal of all these guys.
And that was another, you know, it's easy to say now, but I mean, that's another move that I didn't really hear get discussed much today was the Harold Landry extension they did this offseason. You did that one in favor of Jeffrey Simmons,
yep.
And Landry goes out and tears his ankle. I mean, that's bad luck,
of
course.
And then A.J. Brown.
And then AJ, yeah, trading exactly. Brown, but still, I mean, if you're comparing, like, who do I pay out of Simmons and Landry? That's easy.
Yeah. I think what they thought was you could probably
do both.
Yeah, you do Landry this season, you do Simmons next season.
Simmons will get tagged.
Simmons will get a deal probably in the 20 to 25 million per year range, if I had to guess.
All those boys are gonna be getting paid.
Man. I was gonna say I'm anticipating for him like a 20 per year for 5 years type of contract.
Defensive tackle is in a very good place.
Very good place. It's a good time to be a D tackle.
For the Titans, losing AJ Brown might cost them their season. I mean, like, I don't know what their
cost John Robinson his job.
Yeah, I don't know what their playoff contentions and stuff look like, but they have no passing game.
Oh, the Titans will win the division, so they'll make the playoffs. And
that's
the
crazy.
Titans in the playoffs are always frisky, but that team's not going anywhere.
AJ Brown is so good.
Yeah.
Well, they brought this up on the Around the NFL podcast of like, why did John Robinson get fired? I think there was a bit of a schism between the head coach Mike Vrabel and John Robinson, the GM, because I think it was when they were playing in primetime, they asked Vrabel before the game, like, how can you score points? How can you generate offense besides Derrick Henry? He's like, we got to do it. We don't have anybody catch the freaking ball.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think Mike Vrabel's too happy about this roster that John Robinson has put together, including trading the guy who just mossed your DBs on his way to like a career game against you. So,
well, I mean, I saw that draft clip that was going around from like the, the night.
Yes.
The night of the draft.
Vrabel not happy.
Yeah. Like as soon as that trade was announced, like Vrabel, like walking off camera, like putting his hand on his head. Like, were, not happy.
Got the guy in the fro zone costume on the toilet.
Yeah.
He went and knocked that guy out and threw him out the window.
That's exactly where I was going, Josh.
I know. I could see it in your eyes. Of like, Bobby's going to bring up this toilet clip.
You know, one of the things that I'm going to fade next season, it makes me think about it more, is these quarterbacks that move teams, don't expect anything out of them. I mean, you look at how many of these quarterbacks that have not worked out that are on this new team. Baker Mayfield apparently now is a Los
Angeles
Ram.
Congrats on that, by the way.
You know, but
you hype?
Look at Russell Wilson. You know, Geno Smith has worked out, but just none of these quarterbacks that move these systems so regularly, none of these guys ever stick. Carson Wentz looks terrible.
There's a lot of quarterbacks going to be hitting free agency next year, too.
I agree. I think it makes way more sense to overpay for these young quarterbacks on a young contract and just keep with them until you just – they either are working out or they're absolutely not. Like you're who's the guy in San Francisco that's hurt? That's
Jimmy G?
No.
Trey Lance?
Yes, like with Lance. Like continue to stick with Lance. Continue to stick with Lawrence. Continue to stick with Fields because – man, quarterback. There's just a lot of bad quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Yes.
That's what's making a lot of these 9-10 football games we're having to watch.
Speaking of bad quarterbacks, we should mention that Deshaun Watson's new team, the Cleveland Browns, got the 27-14 victory over Deshaun's old team, the Houston Texans. And Watson was not earning much of that $254 million contract in his first game back. In, I think they said, like, over 700 days.
That's tough.
That's a tough
You're
going to
be a little rusty.
Yeah, and he was extremely rusty. Some of the clips floating around on Twitter look like a USFL quarterback called up to the big leagues.
But, yeah, I mean, you got to imagine that, like, the mentals on that guy are not good. I mean, because I'm sure he's hearing the stuff from the stand. It's like the thing with Tiger. Like, when Tiger had the thing with his wife and the wreck and all that stuff and was kind of like exposed for the first time, you know, being a serial cheater.
Yes.
You know, once all that kind of was exposed, like he just was never the same golf. Like there was nothing like that was before the injuries caught up with him. You know, he just was not golf's, you know, 90% mental. I mean, like, and it clearly like affected, I think, his performance, and I feel like
we take that for granted.
Yeah, I mean,
Tom Brady struggled this year,
right? Being in a clear headspace, you know, and
Russell Wilson,
it really matters. I mean, he's probably not in the best headspace, Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I agree.
He's in a delusional headspace. They talk about this a lot. Like this dude is so delusionally positive that it's almost toxic for the rest of his teammates.
But that stuff matters, you know. Like when I play golf too, it's like I go out and I'm in a bad mood or like whatever, you know, whatever's going on. If I'm distracted. The round's probably not going to be good.
But you got to know that some of those defensive players come in and chewing Russell Wilson out. That's going to eat on him.
Only half
bit.
The team went to his birthday party. Ooh. Did y'all see this story?
Those are some big teams.
The offense went.
The offense went. The defense like, nah, screw that guy.
Jeez.
That's literally a plot point from the movie Draft Day that people were kind of circulating on Twitter. They were trying to figure out why the quarterback, why nobody go to his birthday party. Dude. Well, we know why nobody went to Russell Wilson's birthday party.
But I learned this week on the Spot Track that his actual extension with the Broncos doesn't take effect until next 2023. Because we were looking at like, what's the dead cap?
What's the dead cap, Bobbo, for 2023?
Wasn't it like $110
million? $100 million.
What would you do?
I mean, I jokingly said I would cut him just to get this idiot off your team, but you obviously can't eat up half your cap for next season not to have Russell Wilson. I think you just bring in some competition, like a Jacoby Brissett or, you know, somebody.
It's a coaching change.
Just set him down.
That's the answer. You're gonna have to try a different coach. I mean,
somebody smarter offensively needs to tell me if this is like a Nathaniel Hackett problem or if this is a Russ problem or if this is
Russ is cooked.
I think it's both.
I think he is cooked. I think, yes, you could get an offensive coordinator in there and kind of dress it up a little bit, but that
is
team.
Is the offense that good, though, either, you know?
Yeah. No.
They got no running game.
Judy's
Cameron
not
Sutton,
working out.
You know, who seemed like he was.
Sutton's an LB or a wide receiver 4.
They were talking about Jerry Jeudy on the Athletic Football Show if they could possibly recoup some trade capital from the Russell Wilson trade, and they said he has no trade value right now, which I thought was crazy.
I don't know. I think another team. They're not going like to give a Chiefs, bunch for
like
Judy.
Like with the Chiefs yeah. get Judy or something.
Oh, yeah. They'd trade not, a fourth for Judy or whatever.
Probably.
Well, let's but talk yeah, about.
That's surprising. That's And I guess that's right. I mean, his value really has yeah. plummeted.
Yeah. Let's talk about some IDPs from this game, though. Addy, how much fab should we be spending on Tony Fields the second? Got to get the second in there. With Sione Takitake going down for the season with a torn ACL.
I mean, it's worth a shot at this point in the season. I mean, yeah, I think that you should try and win this guy if you can. I mean, it's going to be him or Deion Jones, and based on the way Deion Jones his usage has been the last few weeks, I'd probably lean with Fields, especially when you know have a game like he had, man. I mean, mm-hmm. let's just roll him out there.
Yeah, well, Deion Jones, 29% of snaps. Tony Fields, the second, 51%, 29.2 points.
So, yeah.
Had a pick six in there, so that obviously helps a lot. But I think in our scoring, that's 12 points. But
great opportunity. I mean, we've seen what happens with the other linebackers, you know, that get the opportunity there. So, yeah, I mean, he should be at the top of probably most waivers this week.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people, too, that think Deion Jones is still hurt. That isn't. He's not 100% healthy. But, yeah, JOK, you probably should have sold him a couple weeks ago.
Is that going around with Deion Jones that he's not healthy?
I had heard that he wasn't it a
I
shoulder
heard the
injury?
Opposite. I heard really? It was just like they traded for this guy, sucks. And they were like, yeah. Oh, this is why Atlanta let us have this player, because he's not good.
Maybe yeah. that's Browns people saying,
yeah.
His shoulder.
Oh, yeah, he's
not
hurt.
Right.
He's banged up. He's, yeah.
It's, yeah, dynasty value plummeting. Yes. I mean, that guy is mm-hmm. outside the top.
I'd say he's on the
now.
Blake Martinez, you know, yeah. Zach Cunningham career, Joe Schobert trajectory of like hot name and then just gone.
Speaking of that, Josh has kind of brought it up some this season, but are we fading Myles Garrett at all? He's kind of gone through a little slow stretch.
8.75 points.
I'd be fine.
71%
I
of snaps.
I think he's a good cash out because mm-hmm. he is also like a little older than a lot of those top guys. He's 27. Mm-hmm. Bosa is, what, 25?
He's had a lot of weird stuff happen.
What could
so
you,
is he kind of a knucklehead?
What could you get for Garrett right now?
I you think get a first. You yeah, could usually
you
get a first.
You could definitely get a first for Myles Garrett.
So, yeah, Bosa's 25, Crosby's 25, Michael Parsons is 23.6, and then, yeah, Myles Garrett is 27.
What's Burns?
Old ass.
25-ish?
Burns is 24.6.
Ooh, okay. That's so nice. Mm.
Jalen Phillips, 23.5. Mm.
Some young guns. You'd love to see it. The edge position is in a good spot.
Adam's going to find some, like, college junior. It's like 16.7
He's going to have, who's this, like, who's this random, like, you know, Tom Brown from, you know, University of Michigan at number 5. It's just a scout, just a beautiful eye for talent. We should mention on the Texans side of things, it's amazing we get any analysis done on this show. Jalen Petrie, 100% of snaps, 29.4 points. Very nice week
surging
for Jalen
up the ranks.
Petrie. Yes, absolutely.
I've always been a Petrie fan.
Did you see the tackle numbers versus Petrie?
Pretty crazy.
16?
16 tackles is a lot. Yeah, well, no wonder. I was like, why are the Christian bros down a little bit? Christian Harris and Christian Kirksey both under 11 points. Well, that would be why.
Oh, Petrie being selfish with them tackles.
Petrie, save some for the rest of us.
Oh, Petrie dish doing some experimenting.
That, Bobby, I'm just going to.
That's a good one right
We're going to move on right after that. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week. Let's talk about a game that I thought would.
Thank you for not talking about the Texans for any longer.
Yeah,
than that,
it doesn't. The only other
we
guy.
We skip his game, too.
I wanted to bring up was the one you always pronounce flawlessly.
Nah, we're not going to say it. We're going to say it for another day.
Hey, he's been pretty solid as of late.
Oboe. We'll just call him Oboe.
He's getting an opportunity. I mean, Jerry Hughes has been down lately.
Yeah,
he has. That's been unfortunate.
0.75 points on 56% of snaps this week.
I think he had like 1 point last week. So
yeah. So no significant injuries we should mention coming out of the previous game, which was Jets-Vikings. Michael Clemens, your boy, Addy, did have a knee injury day-to-day, but other than that, nobody really notable.
Should be on the radar for you in Dynasty.
Yep. We started off with a Shiner's Vanilla Cold Brew Pale Coffee Ale. Now we're moving to a Shiner's Toasted.
Here, hold it up to your camera, Addy.
All. I can't read that
Look
word.
Look at that.
Toasted Amber Lager.
Look at that.
And
what was the first one?
This one was really good.
Ooh,
vanilla Cold Brew.
You've always been a Shiner boy.
I've started drinking coffee.
Look at you. How's that going?
It's going good.
Welcome to the dark side.
It's really, I should have made the switch a lot sooner. Coffee is delicious.
It's awesome.
I mean, what a bozo over here drinking monsters and
just
shit
crushing
like that.
Monsters. Yeah.
Heart tearing my stomach.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, the 9 o'clock Chick-fil-A run probably not helping with that either, but.
Yeah. What kind of coffee are you doing?
Just the pods right now. I go to Spencer's when I have time.
Cool.
Great little coffee spot here in BG. But yeah, just, you know, sampling the different pods.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun right now.
Sure.
Gone through the Green Mountain.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Medium roast. I've done the Starbucks medium roast.
You like the light roast? You a dark roast guy? You like the flavor?
I've been going with the medium roast.
Okay. That's perfect. That's good middle of the road. If you're wanting the richness, go dark roast. Little less caffeine. Dark, you go light roast. A lot of caffeine.
We've never been
more clarity.
More mid-30 white men than this conversation right here.
Dude, one of my best friends has a roastery in his attic.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we've talked about that before.
Good dude. Great coffee.
Do you get him as a sponsor? Creamer?
No.
Oh, you go straight up black?
So you start out with creamer.
That's where I'm at. But you eventually get away
longer from the degenerate, you know, status comes, you play IDP.
Less and less creamer as you go.
Absolutely.
You're going to scale off
you
the
taste
creamer.
More of the
loving
actual
the
coffee.
Creamer right now.
Yeah, Josh, you'll get there.
I've tried coffee. I love everything about coffee except the taste.
It's really good. Just dump some creamer in there.
Just dump it in there. Dump all the sugar.
You like a French vanilla guy?
The calories.
Like hazelnut.
I'm using the Cold Stone Creamery sweet cream.
Okay.
It's very good.
So essentially, you're eating caffeinated
milkshake,
ice cream.
Corporate America. Let's move on to the
love
next game.
Love my morning
here.
Milkshake.
Lions get hot the milkshake. 42. Yes, hot milkshake. The Lions get the 40-14 victory. Addy, Devin Lloyd had the secret stuff from Space Jam, and then Chad Muma just straight up stole that.
Yeah, this is a conversation we got to have, boys. I mean, Devin Lloyd. Remember those first 5 weeks?
29% of snaps with Chad Muma playing 76%, and that was after exiting with an ankle injury.
What do we make of this?
The problem now is going to be,
because Foyer's not coming off the field.
No.
So
the window has opened for Muma, so it's going to be hard now because Muma looks
Muma's
good.
Muma's good, dude.
It's going to be hard now to say, Muma, you come off the field. We got to get Devin out here.
Can we say this is a buy low window for Devin Lloyd in good faith?
Yes, I think so. I mean, but how long are you going to have to wait?
Exactly.
Are you going to have to wait for just an injury?
Are you gonna have
for
to,
Foyer to move along once they get in cap?
You're
going
to have to wait for something that is
those are
outside,
the scenarios.
Yeah, does it switch back to Devin Lloyd? I don't see it going to Devin Lloyd and Chad Muma in the offseason, going into 2023.
No.
I think it's going to be Foyer and then one of these two guys, and this team seems to like Chad Muma, and it's going to be the same GM and same coaching staff there. So what changes? I don't know, man.
Played good.
What does this team need? They need offensive help. They've got Ridley coming in. I forget about that.
That's right. This is so annoying. This stupid team. Why did they do this?
Yeah.
Why did they do this?
This is ridiculous.
This was so dumb to pay Foyer all that money, then draft Devin Lloyd with the first round pick.
Because that's my only thought is, does Foyer still hold quite a bit of trade value? Would it make sense for them to move him for something else and just roll out Muma and Devin Lloyd?
The Jags aren't getting anything for Foyer.
Because his contract's so bad?
His contract's so bad. No one cares about linebackers like that.
They don't care about it like we do.
Foyer needed a team like the Jaguars, a dumb team like the Jaguars to do that.
Yeah.
You didn't see any of the smart teams lining up do that, right?
Here's what I want to talk about. Let's talk about something else that's been really bad. And Josh Allen, 67% of snaps, 6.5 points. I think he had one TFL or one pass deflection. But aside from that, I couldn't tell you the last week that Josh Allen had a sack.
Yeah. He is. Talk about plummeting down dynasty rankings.
Yeah, just sick of it, right? I think people are just fatigued with this guy.
Dude, because to begin the season, you probably, and myself included, but we just talked about our top 8-ish edge for dynasty. I mean, going into this season, I would have had Josh Allen in there right beside of Brian Burns probably. Yeah. And now he's I don't know, outside of the top 10, maybe outside
of
the top 15.
Let's remind the folks at home. Start the season. Here's the log for Josh Allen. 16.5, 25.35. You're like, oh, man, this is going great.
Big
Josh Allen's amazing. Yeah, big three scoring as always. 12.75, 19.75. You're like, this is the greatest thing ever. Josh Allen has arrived. Here we go. Starting in week 5, 4.25, 3.25, 4, 4.5, 2.75, 8 points. bye week, 7.75, 6.5. He has not had a double-digit game since week four.
He's the type of guy that in Dynasty, if you're playing it with like a redraft mindset, you're like, you know what? I'm not starting this guy anymore.
Yeah.
Give me one of these other Jags who's going to get, not Jags, the other kind of Jags. But give me one of these other dudes who is going to see, you know, better production. This is ridiculous. It's getting out of hand.
And it's but it seems like every year there's a stretch of this.
Yep.
He gets hot. We're like, okay.
Yep.
Here we go. It's time. Yep. It's takeoff.
I thought Trayvon Walker was going to help him some this year.
And here's been Trayvon's log, 26.2. And you're like, oh, man, I knew it. They did the right thing. 4.5, 5.5, 8.25, 5.25, 5.5, 14.95. You're like, all right, signs of life.
Man, turds.
9.15, 2.5, 4, 0.75, 9.75.
They are losing you weeks.
Yep. Because you're plugging these guys in because they're playing. I mean, Trayvon played 72% of snaps and has, two and a half sacks on the season.
And we haven't even seen anything really from Trayvon that would make you think he's a buy for 23. You know,
he could be a buy just depending on the price because he's got the draft capital.
So did Clelin Ferrell. Time. Look at Ferrell. He's trending more in that trajectory, I think, than he is, you know, not ascending at all.
Bobby just body bagging the number one overall pick, him into the Clelin Ferrell discussion.
He's been bad. So has Josh Allen.
How high does Moomer rise?
Is he in top, Dynasty? Is he top 15 linebacker for you?
I mean, I think so now, right? I mean, it's kind of hard to...
Does this hurt you as the original Devin Lloyd stan?
I was the original Chad Muma stan.
Yeah, you were the Alonzo morning gift. I can't remember who pointed this out on Twitter.
Vinny.
Vinny, yes. Sin Vin pointed out that you literally were the Alonzo morning gift going,
What's too bad. Draft capital?
Third round.
Okay, so enough.
He's highly drafted as well. It's not like he's, you know, sixth rounder or something.
Who do you have him around?
Okay, so I have him around Logan Wilson.
Oh, give me Muma.
Yep. I think so, too. N'Kobe Dean.
Give me Muma.
Give me Muma. Yeah.
Troy Anderson.
Muma.
Muma.
Jack Sanborn.
Muma.
Wow, Muma is here, folks.
Muma has arrived, folks. Now, what does this do to Devin?
JOK or Muma?
Here, I mean, just straight up, Devin Lloyd or Chad Muma?
Oh, man.
That's tough, right?
Isn't that crazy?
Who would thought we'd be in this situation so quickly and that it would be Chad Muma at the expense of Devin Lloyd? I did not see that coming. I think because what's Muma going to cost you? Is Muma going to cost more now than Devin Lloyd cost, you think? Have the costs flip? Is Muma now more expensive?
Probably.
That's tough.
People are probably out on Devin Lloyd now. People are going to say the bus stuff. I mean, I feel like Devin Lloyd is probably, you could send out an offer and probably get him for like a third.
Right, I think now, so. Right? That's kind of the price I had in mind. And Chad Muma probably cost you a third plus. Send out some offers, folks. See if you can get either of these guys.
It's such a market, dude. That's how this stuff goes. Like, after the first 4 or 5 weeks, like, we were justified with our takes. It looked like, okay, Devin Lloyd is another one of these. Devin White, Roquan Smith. I mean, he was being productive. The PFF grades were amazing. He was looking good on the field. And then it just all stopped.
Yeah, and he could be back in the mix next season. It might have just be the rookie wall. These guys' heads start to swim after a while. They need to get this guy on the sidelines and let him see the game from a different point of view.
You know, it's like he's got wrists now, like Isaiah Simmons, Zaven Collins, those types. You know, he's it's not ideal, but
we've seen guys have very rocky starts to their careers. I mean, Zaven Collins pretty much did not play at all last season. And is having a great year this year, so it can happen. I'm not giving up on Devin Lloyd yet, but it is a little, it's more worrisome than I anticipated it being here going into week 14.
Well, so where's Devin Lloyd dropped to?
I don't think you can't drop him outside of like your top 25, can you?
I don't think so. No,
I still believe enough.
Pretty high. I mean,
you got to think too. There's only so many of these linebackers that we really even want to link arms with.
We're looking for the upside, right? Exactly. And there's just very few guys with upside. That's why it's like we're not even crazy. Like, even though we put Devin Lloyds and these Isaiah Simmons, even though we put them high, we don't really care about them that much. We just think those guys have the upside, the potential. Like, these could be, they kind of look a little bit like a Devin White or Roquan. You know, that's what we're shooting for. Because, again, there's not a lot of assets.
We're playing the archetype game. This looks like, this has the markings of a Devin White, Roquan Smith type of performer.
Chad Muma or Zaire?
Probably, man, that's a great question. Because
Muma.
There's...
Muma.
Draft capital.
Yeah, Zaire's, what, undrafted? Mm-hmm. Or maybe
Captain's patch, seventh. Though.
Captain patch, though. Captain true patch. That.
He was drafted, I remember, because they re-signed him. They talked about, okay. I think he's going to be. Let me look up his contract, because I'm curious. There's, I mean, you talk about questions around, you know, that Jaguars linebacker situation.
Seventh round.
Okay, I knew. Round.
Right in the ranks, folks. I have all this information right there. Yeah, he
best
was
ranks in the game.
The 17th pick of the seventh round.
So he is signed through 2024. So I might lean Zaire Franklin, because I think there's a world in which Zaire Franklin is the Colts LB1 for next season. Mm-hmm. And that's a very profitable position. We've already seen him do that. Foy Sedaluakun is going to be that LB1 there in Jacksonville, I think, until they get him out of there.
Yeah.
So it's close. That's a good one. But I think I would go Zaire, because I think there's a chance that Shaq Leonard is just done. I think there's a chance Bobby O is gone, and they just roll with Zaire Franklin next year.
There's a chance that Moon was good for like 10 years.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, because what's going to happen, Foye's going to keep the job next year, but then the question with him becomes the contract, right? But at that point, Devin Lloyd could be a total bust.
Yes.
And if that's the case, I mean, Chad Muma is the guy there.
It's Chad
Muma
season.
The guy that they drafted, the guy that they're going to start building around. And, yeah, we know what he does when he's out. He's going to soak up tackles. Looks like he's going to, you know, potentially be in the backfield quite a bit. 1.5 sacks this past week.
So I hate to even talk about this, because Foye's been so good. But the Jags essentially do have a potential out after 2023.
Dude, we've talked about it all offseason. That's been why we've been so high on both of the Devin Lloyd and Muma. Mm-hmm.
This because seems we thought pretty it was, logical.
We thought it was just a matter of time before Foye is cut for cap.
They needed to buy some adequacy at linebacker until Muma and Devin Lloyd were ready to assume those starting spots.
I think the Jags thought they were going to be better than they have been this year also. It's probably a reason they brought Foye.
Yeah, they have the second most expensive defense in the NFL. Mm. I think they expected to compete for the division. They have not. Let's talk about another young linebacker we are very excited about. Packers get the 28-19 victory over the Bears, who are sitting at number 2 in the NFL draft right now. Colts drop from 14-9, so let's keep on dropping, boys. Let's get into that top 5 and get ourselves a quarterback. But for the Packers, the headline, the Packers played 2 linebackers for 100% of snaps. Boys, we talked about scheme busters all offseason, and it looks like Quay Walker is exactly that. Devondre Campbell back in the mix, but Quay Walker, Devondre Campbell, both 100% of snaps, and both very productive.
Nice to see Devondre Campbell back out there.
Yep, 11.75 points.
Just in time for the playoffs. Keyshawn Nixon has been bawling out of his mind lately. I don't have the log pulled up in front of me, but dude has been making plays for like the past like 5 weeks, like in the 20s, like almost every game. But he is getting there off a big play, so can he keep it up? I don't know. But
can he keep it up? I don't know.
It's a fun ride right now.
Exactly.
Some of those guys make big plays. It's the same thing with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. You know, we can talk about like interceptions not being a sticky stat and all that stuff, but some guys have a knack for making plays.
Yeah, we should mention he is a cornerback for the Packers. He has put up in the last 4 weeks 12.2, 15.75, 23.95, 21.05. So. Yeah, I think there's.
I sold it a little better than it was, but still pretty good.
For a cornerback, for have 4 straight double digit games.
Didn't think you was going to pull the receipts on air.
I just wanted to see because Boo Bam wrote him up as a waiver wire addition, and I was like, I need to look into this Keyshawn Nixon guy. And I think they've had some injuries there in the defensive backfield for the Packers. So
Rasul Douglas has also been really good as of late. He was a guy that was excellent last year, but.
Yeah, but best linebacker in this game, no surprise. Special Agent Sanborn, 15.75 points on 100% of snaps.
And we feel good about Sanborn next year, right?
I think so.
Morrow's on a one-year deal. I mean, you hope Chicago doesn't spend their draft capital on a freaking linebacker.
No, no. I think they'll trade out of that spot, that second overall spot.
I think that's a lot of that's
Will
like
Anderson.
A very popular dumb move. Like, you know, you trade a player away, you trade a linebacker away for a second-round pick, and then when you get to that pick in the draft, you're like, I'm going to take our replacement linebacker.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, dude, why? You didn't have to do that, man. That's a dumb pick. You just doubled down on the dumbness.
Yeah. Hey, just lean into it.
Just kept Roquan, you moron.
Just keep doubling down until you quadruple down.
It ends up being like Kenneth Murray.
Yeah, let's not recycle that pain back. Yeah, Nicholas Morrow, 100% of snaps as well. So he's playing the snaps, but dude has just not been good. 7 points here. Sanborn is clearly the guy you want from this Bears unit. Not much else to talk about here. Let's roll on to the next game. We mentioned the Titans a little earlier with their GM out the door. It was in part because they got whooped up on with a 35-10 victory for the Philadelphia Eagles. A.J. Brown going nuts in this game. And Bobbo, you've been asking for it. You've been clamoring for it. We finally have an N'Kobe Dean sighting. And get well soon, David Long. Exited with a hamstring injury week to week. Christian Fulton also exited this game with a groin injury. He is considered day-to-day. No notable injuries from Packers-Bears. Chad Muma did exit with an ankle injury considered day-to-day from the Jaguars-Lions game. But, Bobbo, let's talk about N'Kobe Dean. Popped up here with 27% of snaps and scored 10 points on the day.
Yeah, Kazir White there, 9.2 points on 75% of the snaps. Sorry, 73. TJ Edwards, 78% of the snaps. I think the biggest thing for me with N'Kobe Dean is I'm just glad they're starting to integrate him some. I think he is an asset that could be good for the Eagles here down the stretch. I mean, the Eagles are Super Bowl contenders. You know, they have the opportunity to be there. And Kazir White is just he's fine. For IDP, he's been really good. But honestly, he's not any elite type of linebacker that should keep N'Kobe Dean on the bench. I just like the activity more than anything. And honestly, it makes sense for the Eagles because they kind of do the same thing with their defensive line as well. I mean, Josh Sweat, their highest IDP performer from last week, 24.4 points, but only on 49% of the snaps. That's just what the Eagles do. You're really never going to see, outside of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, anybody who runs 90 to 100% of the snaps there. They're just a rotating type of defense. And I'm glad for N'Kobe Dean. Get him in, third round pick. Let's see what we got in him.
Yeah, I don't know that he's going to get much more play. I mean, I think this was just a
– it was a blowout.
It was a blowout.
They pulled Jalen Hurts. I think they pulled a lot of the starters. Sure.
But, I mean, you know, now that we got to see him and the fact that he was just racking up tackles when he was out there, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
I mean
– definite buy for 2023. Good buy low.
TJ Edwards – probably going to be hard for Philly to retain him. I feel like he's going to get paid out, you know, elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And Kazir White was just on a one-year deal. So, I mean, it's there for N'Kobe Dean next year.
There for N'Kobe Dean to be Philly's
LB1. This is really bad timing for David Long to have a hamstring injury.
That's such a bummer because those tend to linger. He's week to week.
And he's primarily the linebacker there. I mean, maybe now – I don't even know who's behind him. Zach Cunningham, is he still
– No,
Monty Rice.
Yeah,
Rice still
our boy there. Evan Ronda talked about this on his IDP Game Theory podcast. He said prioritize Dylan Cole, 77% of snaps, and then prioritize – let's see. He had Monty Rice third at 36% of the snaps, and then I can't remember who the second guy was that he mentioned. But
yeah, you probably want Cole.
Yeah, Cole is the guy that you want there. So I should mention this is not in the rundown because he hasn't been playing that much, but Robert Quinn did have a knee scope this week.
Nice.
Going on IR. He will miss the next four games. There's hope he'll be back for the playoff push, but if you are banking on Robert Quinn for IDP, I'm sorry. Hopefully next season is better for you. But yeah.
I was wondering what was going on. That's kind of good.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was just...
At least there was a reason.
He was banged up.
He just wasn't being just
one sack this year.
Yeah.
Coming off an 18-and-a-half season.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Crazy.
Just classic Robert Quinn.
Classic yo-yo Robert Quinn.
He done it again.
Done it again.
I didn't know the Titans let their GM go.
Yep, they fired him today. Yeah.
That's odd, with them still being, like, in playoff contention.
Yep, that was... And apparently the rumblings throughout The insiders have been trying to figure this out, and the whispers out of Tennessee have been that the locker room was floored by this. Nobody saw this coming. So it just reeks of like a power struggle that Mike Vrabel ultimately won.
Yeah.
And he's going to assume.
He didn't see the A.J. Brown trade coming right before the A.J. Exactly. Brown game.
Yeah, he's like, John, you made me look stupid on draft night. So you're out of here.
Yeah.
Also out of here, Bobbo. The Rams' hopes of relevancy. They're going to hand the Detroit Lions a top three pick, probably.
Why did we grab Baker Mayfield?
John Wolford's banged up, and do you really want to start the other kid?
Sure. Who
What's
cares?
His name?
Now we got to pay Baker $1.5 million with the hopes that he accumulates into any type of value and any other team comes and tries to give a compensatory pick. I mean, I just don't get it, but whatever. You do you, Sean McVay.
Hey, they need some picks. They're going to try it, I guess.
They're going to try to wheel and deal. They're going to do the old sign the free agent and trade him away when his value spikes.
Ridiculous.
So we should mention, though, I just want to give a shout-out here. Bobby Wagner tried to put the team on his back door, but it didn't work. Rams fall 23-27, but our man B-Wags, 41.55 points on 100% of snaps. Take a bow, B-Wags. The revenge game narrative was strong for Wagner. The results for IDP League strong as well. Over on the Seahawks side, a lot of the usual suspects here. Uchenna Nwosu leading the way, 29.5 points. What a season for Uchenna. Going to have an IDP short coming up later this week with John Macri talking through defensive linemen who've had a breakout year this year. And we're going to be talking Uchenna.
I think Jake Colhagen had a great take on last week's preview pod about Uchenna Nwosu better be in your starting lineup because this looked like a Uchenna Nwosu week, and it was.
And it was.
Yep, great matchup.
Shout out, Jake.
Got him there back on track.
Now, what about Cody Barton, though, Addy? 89% of snaps. He's just back, right?
And even before, I mean, he was even though when he was getting like 60 to 70%, he was still making things happen. He was still like fine. He was like Jermaine Pratt, you know, and better than Jermaine Pratt. So, I mean, as long as he's 60%, him up.
Yep.
Yeah. Tariq Woolen, though, he's been amazing.
He's been balling, boys. Mm-hmm. I think fourth round
pick, I believe.
Yes.
Fifth round pick.
I think fourth.
That RAS.
Yeah, man. That hell of a RAS.
Hell of a RAS. Everyone understands exactly what we're talking about there. Relative athletic score. Very nice for Tariq Woolen. And we should mention some injuries. Weirdly enough, coming out of this game, the Rams version of David Long also injured week to week with a groin injury. Already rolled out of Thursday's game. Just not great vibes in the universe for David Long's right now.
Bad time to be David Long.
Bad time
stock
to be.
Stock has never been lower.
His stock is plummeting. Josh Jones, hamstring injury week to week. Ryan Neal, knee injury day to day. But yeah, a lot of the usual suspects here. Jordan Brooks, 20.75 points. Cody Barton, 18.25 points.
This Michael Hoked.
Hoked.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Hawks.
Michael Hott. Bobby, help us here. How do you pronounce this man's name?
It's not worth it.
He just knows he knows the one that starts the O.
Yeah.
But doesn't know this
Ogbenia Okorongwo.
I think it's Michael Hecht.
Hecht.
Yeah. I don't think it's like Hawked.
He did he did some things. Looked pretty good out there, getting a lot of opportunity now that no AD.
I mean,
out there.
He's gonna have opportunity. I think AD might be done for the season.
Might
honestly.
Just shut him down, Matt Stafford style.
I mean, I think all big three are done. I think Cup's done. I think Stafford's done.
So done.
Me, you, and Adam are all done.
Hey, I'm creating an AI model of all of our voices. They can recreate Harrison Smith's like 40-year-old face. We can recreate our voices.
No, I'll be here doing with the AIs.
I'll take
don't
it.
Trust them.
I'll take
don't
care.
Trust them.
I'll practice. Take my AR over to that AI.
We talk about practice.
Let's keep it rolling here and talk about
the
unfortunate news out of the 49ers game against the Dolphins. They get a 33-17 victory, but lose Jimmy G for the season.
That's a bummer.
Possibly. That was the initial prognosis. Maybe he comes back late in the playoffs if the 49ers make a push. He doesn't need surgery. It's not a Liz Frank injury, so there's a chance he comes back late in the playoffs.
Is Jimmy G the QB for the Niners in 2023?
What's weird is the story broke on Twitter that same day that they were open to bringing him back for 2023, and then this happens, so who knows?
What do you think now?
Yeah, I think so. I think Shanahan just does not want to start Trey Lance. I just don't think he likes him.
Who brought in Trey Lance? Who was responsible for that?
I guess Lynch.
Probably.
You think so?
John Lynch, yeah. Mm. They probably saw, like, we've got to get a quarterback that can create, you know, on the run, create on the move, have these big plays. And Jimmy G's like a A-plus game manager type.
It would be interesting to know, like, deep down, the coaches and GMs who just don't see eye to eye. Like, yeah. If you really knew.
That'd be a tough situation, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Kyle Shanahan has most of the power in that relationship, but...
But this Jimmy G thing isn't going to be, like, a long-term, like, lingering type of thing,
you think? It's just a 2023 thing.
If they think he can be back, then this season, I don't think it's something right, that's going to... That's going to set the team back. I just have a spidey sense that we may see Jimmy G back in the mix next season. And maybe they can trade Trey Lance, or maybe they keep him around as the backup and do the Jordan Love route. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Could be Tom Brady.
Could be Tom Brady. Tom Brady's set to be a free agent.
That's been a rumor, right?
Yeah. Could be, what about Kirk Cousins reuniting with his offensive coordinator?
What do y'all think when you watch Tom Brady right now, though? The dude looks like it's catching up to him.
Yeah.
He looks very, very old.
How old is he? 45?
Yes, 40 freaking 5 years old.
Getting hit by a 280-pound defensive
Not looking lineman. Old is Nick Bosa, who continues his Defensive Player of the Year campaign with his third 30-point performance of the season.
Is he it? Is he the DPOY?
I think so. He's the choice for me. I think it's him or Parsons and Parsons or Mad Max.
Mad Max, the problem with them, though, is they're just not good.
Yeah. But God, Mad Max has been great.
And San Fran, I think most people think of them as having the best defense.
Yes. Them and the Cowboys. That's why you see these two players, the best defensive player on the best defensive teams, are 1 and 2 in the conversation.
Who do you think? Bosa or Parsons?
Probably.
That's it, right? It's those two.
Yes. I mean,
Max Crosby should probably be in the convo. But
I would vote for Max Crosby, personally.
You're saying... The Raiders have such a bad record that's what's probably going to hurt Crosby some, I would think.
It always does.
Probably going to be Bosa. I thought Parsons had a better year last year. Had a better opportunity to be Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, he's been good this year, but Bosa's been really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue with anyone that wants to give it to the best defensive player on the best defensive team, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, Mad Max, my God, he's been so good. And I know it's just IDP, but you look at the log for Mad Max and the playing time. I mean, this dude is playing. I mean, he's got to be above 90% of snaps for the season. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he has put up five 30-point games on the season.
Who are you talking about?
Mad Max.
Mad Max. Mad Max averaging 21.8 points per game, but guess who's topped him now thanks to that 38.75 performance, Mr.
There
Nick
you
Bosa.
Go. So and it's
22
a
game.
Very fun conversation. I
22
think.
For Nick Bosa, yep. 21.8 for Crosby, 19.7 for Parsons, Judon 18.4. Burns 17.3. Just keep going.
For the rest of the pod is just Addy rating 3 points per games.
Brian Burns, shout out. Yeah. I mean, that's 17.3 points per game. I mean,
we're getting it.
We hadn't seen that before.
Nope.
We weren't sure that he had that level. He got that level.
So, Addy, you said you extended Bradley Chubb on the Dolphins side, 16.05 points for Bradley Chubb on 57% of snaps. Jalen Phillips, fine game, 11.75 on 65% of snaps. Jerome Baker led the way for the Dolphins with 20, as did Christian Wilkins, 20 points, both those guys playing around 90% of snaps. So, some of the usual suspects for the Dolphins as well, scoring pretty well.
And your deeper league, Zach Seiler.
Yep.
He's been really solid as of late, you know, especially if you're in defensive tackle required leagues.
I wanted to also call out Christian Wilkins for having 12 tackles and 1 forced fumble last week. I knew he had a ton of tackles.
That's awesome.
That's what Christian Wilkins does. He's not going to get a ton of sacks, but, man, that boy can soak up some tackles.
Should we also call out the number 5 guy for the 49ers here? Diamador Lenore. I just love that name. I wanted to say it. 100% of snaps. Who is this fella?
He's been okay this year. He's had
Diamador Lenore.
Diamador.
That's the best Kentucky name since Sean Dion.
Sean Dion Hamilton.
Fred Warner, look at him. Yawn. 19.25 points.
Man,
yawn.
Just you just don't appreciate his greatness enough.
26 years old.
Greg Stupid. Rosenthal said it very well. He said that is the best 1-2 punch of linebackers in the NFL. Those dudes are special. Talking about Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, what
can't say I disagree.
What a defense, though.
Yep.
I mean, Bosa and Fred Warner on the same defense, that's insane.
Yeah, we're not even talking about the fact Talanoa Hufanga
right.
only 1.25 points.
That's true. Every level, it's pretty special.
Absolutely killing it. Chiefs, Bengals. Bengals are the Chiefs' kryptonite. 27-24 victory for the Cincinnati Bengals. Great game. And a headline for me in this one, back-to-back weeks with sacks and double-digit performances for George Furious Karlaftis. So we mentioned him as a possible buy low. He scored well this week. You had Nick Bolton pacing the Kansas City Chiefs IDPs, Bobo, at 16 points. Sam Hubbard, Logan Wilson leading the way for the Bengals. Joseph Osai getting in the mix, got himself a sack, 11.65 points on just 22% of snaps. I mean, not a lot of craziness here in this game, Bobo.
Yeah, pretty chalk. Pretty chalk. Furious George, you're pretty happy to see this type of production out of 47% of the snaps. Furious George was pretty much a third rounder in most of our rookie drafts last year. He was going right around the Trayvon Walker's, probably a little bit before Jermaine Johnson. And George Karlaftis looks like a guy who in Dynasty is probably ascending right now, I would say. You didn't really have to pay a lot to get Karlaftis back then, and you're probably plenty happy with seeing this ascension in week 13. But yeah, you're right, Josh. Not too much craziness. I mean, pretty typical game here. Sam Hubbard is still continuing to be the defensive end that you want there for the Bengals. Trey Hendrickson, 6 points on 71% of the snaps. Hendrickson has been a big bummer this year. Honestly, I feel like in a lot of IDP leagues for where he was drafted, Hendrickson has kind of hasn't produced very much. So, yeah. What's your thoughts on Bolton and Gay moving on? You think that 2023, run it back with these two? You think we're going to continue to see the high usage for both of them?
Yep.
I think so. I think you got to be pretty happy for Kansas City.
Unless you get a coaching change, but as long as Spagnuolo's there and as long as those two guys are there.
Those are two really fun linebackers.
Willie
Gay is constantly making plays, too. Yep. I mean, that is a great duo.
I just wanted to bring it up here. Logan Wilson's 12.25 output. You're like, that's pretty solid. That's, I believe, looking at this, his fourth best output of the season.
Yeah, he's not been good.
It's just what he does. It's just like around 9 to 10 points every week.
You can find that on the waivers, folks.
Yep. So nothing special. There's a reason he was a faller in the conversation we had with Sigmund Bloom last week.
All right, let's see. What about Karlaftis or Trey Hendrickson in Dynasty? Who you want?
I want Karlaftis.
What about Karlaftis or what about Sam Hubbard or Trey Hendrickson? Do you feel...
I don't have strong feelings about that, really.
The same person.
We've had this conversation earlier this season, and I think I came down on the Hendrickson side just for the sack upside. But
I think I'm honestly on Hubbard's side.
I like the other side. Give me the tackles.
Let me get the tackles.
Let me roll him out as a DN2. I'll be fine with it.
Yeah. Hendrickson, you're praying for the sack.
Exactly.
Saying Hubbard's going to probably sprinkle in some sacks, too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about a player.
Joseph Osai could be maybe the future there.
I like
I don't know what their
Osai
contracts look like, but
yeah.
He had a sack last week, I think.
Signed a 4-year deal, I believe, so he'll be going into his third year.
Third year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about a player that talk about frustrating. Chargers fall 20-27 to the Raiders. Chandler Jones. Addie, he's going to crap the bed for a lot of teams next week, isn't he?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
how many people had Chandler Jones out there? I actually did. I actually got to, I mean, he won me the week.
Well, because you have no other defensive ends.
I have no
ends.
Other options. It was Chandler Jones and Jadeveon Clowney. Those are my two starters right now.
Yeah,
wow.
Things are bad.
It's bad out here in these streets, but 42.9 points.
We had Jerry Hughes,
points.
We shipped him away.
2016 draft class or exactly. 2013 draft class. I didn't know in these
times are tough.
This is a great team from like 2014 here.
Hey, we got Zadarius and Chubb next year. We're fine.
Okay. We're doing just fine. Thank you very much. But hey,
that's
Chandler
what I
Jones.
When I had Josh Allen and Rashawn Gary too.
Don't fall for the fool's gold, people, because
fool's goad.
Fool's goad is absolutely going to be Chandler Jones in your lineup, especially don't bank on this guy if you're trying to clinch a playoff spot. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't know, though. Could this be
Adam, stop it.
Could this be a Carlos Dunlap situation from last year?
No, it is not a Carlos Dunlap situation from last year.
Can the Raiders make the playoffs?
Do you need... yes, they are not technically eliminated, and they could be in the mix, but
this
no, I don't
think
they will.
This could be the juice he needed. This could be it. This could start. This could be the spark that ignited the powder keg.
7.5, 7.25, 2.75, 1.5, 6.5, 6.8, 1.25, 2.5, 2, 3.75, 3, 42.5.
Honestly, like the whole year added up to
half
42.5.
Half of that output. Yeah. Legitimately.
Seriously. Right?
I mean, probably that all told probably was less. Well, let's look at his season output in Sleeper. So he has 87.7 points for the season, 42.9.
So
almost.
Wow.
Almost half of his points came
from one game.
That's insane.
Fool's gold. That's all I'm going to say.
Who are we trusting on both of these teams moving forward? We trusting Nate Hobbs moving forward? We trust
in Denzel
Perryman.
Sure. Yes.
Nate Hobbs, you got to get out there and pick him up. I put a tweet out there, you know, saying Marcus Williams also. I don't know if we mentioned him, but he's due back this week. He was a top 12 option before injury. Nate Hobbs is one of the better tackling corners in the league.
Man, this Chargers team is weird.
Denzel Perryman has been fantastic lately. Let me pull up this.
I was just going to say, Max Crosby, 8.5 points this week. That is his first game not scoring double-digit points.
But look at how many snaps he played.
Yeah, 97% of snaps.
Good golly.
There's Jayon Brown, 6.5 on 67% of snaps. He's still the linebacker there. Denzel Perryman, 80% of snaps. So I think, obviously, Perryman is the guy that you want, but Jayon Brown's still in the mix if you're desperate. Addy, what'd you find out about...
Perryman. He's averaging 17 points per game since week 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
He came back from injury LB1. And just assumed that role with Divine Diablo out. Now, keep in mind, Double D is due back at some point this season. He just went on the short-term IR, so his window will open at some point. How does that affect Denzel Perryman moving forward? I'm not sure, but I don't know that they're taking this guy off the field with how well he's been playing.
Well, I've got it pulled up. Let's just look at the hottest linebackers over the last 9 weeks. Mm. Devin White, 22 points per game. Caden Ellis, 21 points per game. I didn't put week 13 in there, so.
Slacking.
20.5 for Bobby Wagner, thanks to that 42-point game this last week. 20.4 for Jordan Brooks. 20.1 for Fred Warner. Jack Sanborn, 19.21. Nick Bolton, 17.9. Stop there.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Just not, you know. Always nice to look at who's been hot recently. That's what we do over at the IDP show, folks. We have all the logs listed out. We have splits, you know, how they've been performing recently. That's the data that you need to be looking at.
That's right.
And you can't get that anywhere. I mean,
that's right.
No one has that stuff.
We're the plug.
Mm-hmm.
We're the plug.
Any other takeaways, Bobo, from this game? Did you headbutt your mic just a second ago?
I was blowing something off my phone, and I did almost knock myself out. What about the Chargers moving forward for the playoffs? Who are we trusting? We're trusting Derwin? Are we trusting Tranquil?
I think not trusting Tranquil.
I think trust is a strong word. Outside of Derwin, nobody.
Khalil Mack?
Nope.
Can't trust him?
Nope.
I mean, if the matchup's right.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just like not. It's not like, got to get Khalil Mack in there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not fighting to get that
it's
guy
like
in my
lineup.
It's
like when the matchups are obvious. Like the Uchenna one this past week. Yeah, they're playing the Rams. Sure. You know, and it's the backup. Like, obvious. And the offensive line's already bad. Anyone's like, Uchenna's going to dominate.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Khalil Mack has been the definition of boom bust this season. It looks like 6 games in double digits. Few games in the teens, like 13.4, 14.8. He has had some boom games. The first week, 44.7. He had a 20.15 in there. So
it's tough. He's. I feel like he's got to keep him in. You know,
I like him in like a flex spot, like a big play flex spot. That's where I roll out Khalil Mack consistently.
When you're feeling flexy.
Yeah. If you want to flex him, no problem there. I guess we have to talk about this next game because it actually did occur. But it brings me no pleasure to report that the Colts lost 19-54 to the Dallas Cowboys, who scored 33 unanswered points to
Sunday
end that game.
Night. Why?
Why are we doing this? Flex. I mean, that just is Dallas.
That's they could have flexed that out.
Nope. They would never flex the Dallas Cowboys out of primetime.
Because it's the Cowboys.
That's right. Malik Hooker revenge game, I said through tears. Just kidding. Keep losing Colts. Let's get a top pick.
I didn't realize it was 54. I didn't even watch
54
that game.
54-19. I was watching it with Dad and Connor down in Florida, and I think I went to bed before the fourth quarter was over. I think I just said, nah, I'm good.
Could you make yourself cry?
No, I don't think so.
I could.
You could?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about, though? Like something real sad?
That Vikings-Cowboys game.
Park Mammoth closing forever. Yeah. Chick-fil-A going out of business.
That's the saddest thing I can think of.
That's the saddest thing.
Your wife is just snapping your clubs over her legs.
Yeah, that'd be a dark, dark spot for you. Boy,
what's your club that you're like, if I come home and this is not in the bag, I'm losing it. You have the one, like a putter?
Not really anymore.
I gotcha.
I had a 56 degree that I really loved that I lost.
I gotcha.
But throw it into the trees? Or throw it into the water?
I lost it. Someone stole it. Some punk stole it.
Some punk. Hey, it was Karma. Good. It was good to have Quiddy Pay.
You're dead!
Thanks, Addie. Needed that to break up the levels. Quiddy Pay, it's good to have him back in our lives. 68% of snaps, 20.25 points. Zaire Franklin continues to ball 17.5 points. Stephon Gilmore has been quietly really good for the NFL this season. Really nice signing there. I'm sure he regrets it since this team is circling the toilet. But the safeties there in Dallas continue to ball out. All three safeties in the top five. Malik Hooker, 27.9. Donovan Wilson, 22.9. Jayron Kearse, 18.75. All of these guys playing more than 69% of the snaps.
Yeah, nice to see Donovan Wilson kind of get back on track. Someone had asked me on Twitter if they should drop Donovan Wilson in favor of, I think it was like Cam Taylor Britt Taylor. Blanking on the last name. But
Cam Taylor Britt. It sounds like a 90s sitcom star.
Confusing name. But yeah, I told him not to do that just because, I mean, Donovan Wilson, he's going to have these splash weeks like that. So the 69%, that's a little concerning, but as long as he's in the 70% range, that's fine. You're going to roll that guy out over a corner.
I had to go and look up why a guy with the name of Dallas Flowers, just because that was awesome, had 15.4 points on 0% snaps.
His special teams, right?
89-yard kickoff return.
Yeah. He's been great for the Colts.
But the last 2 weeks, 11.8 points and 15.4 points, so...
Fun story, the returner we had, I don't remember who it was that was returning punts. I think it was the guy from the Texans. Kiki QT was returning punts. I don't know if he was the guy that went to the coaching staff and said, hey, we got to get this guy on the field. That was last game. And, Flowers has been playing well. Mm. Probably the lone bright spot for this
Ronnie
team.
Ronnie McCloud's been pretty good lately.
Yeah, yes, he has been.
14 points on 100% of snaps this week.
Agreed.
Bobby Okereke, Bobby Okereke was a little bit down, 7.25 on 84% of snaps. DeForest Buckner, 3.25 on 81%. Grover Stewart, 9.75. So just some of the starters there for the Colts that we want to pay attention to. But, boys, let's wrap up with Monday Night Football. I didn't get to watch any of this game. I was on the way back from Florida.
You didn't miss
it. It was a classic.
It's a classic Tom Brady comeback. Down 14, I believe, with 5 minutes and 21 seconds left.
Eli and Peyton were pretty good.
Seeing the screenshots?
I've been watching them lately.
So, headline for me in this one, the old reliable linebackers got it done for IDP managers during an offensive meh fest. DeMario Davis, 20.65. Levante David, 27.8. Guys, it's the last headline. I'm totally out of juice at that point. You
didn't sell it enough.
DeMario and Levante David both played very well.
Meh.
Fest. And our beloved linebackers here on the flip side, Devin White, 5.25, and Caden Ellis, 7.5.
Yeah, so, I know, man.
A little bit of a down game from our guys there.
You was expecting more from old Devin White last night, wouldn't you?
I was expecting I was hoping for nothing. We are in tank mode in the main league, so.
You got your own pick.
Bring on the L's. Yep.
Nice.
Probably be top three, hopefully.
And Pete Werner wasn't inactive. Yep. And Ellis was still.
Yep. So Ellis will still be a start for you until Werner returns, which
but they
should shut him down.
Yeah.
What are you doing, New Orleans?
He practiced a lot last week, though. I thought he was going
to
play.
Yeah, Werner seems like one of those types who wants to be out there.
Exactly.
You know, can't keep him down
Jim
for long.
First
He's
in,
ready.
Last out.
It's in his blood. The game.
The good thing for you, at least, Josh, as far as a rebuilding perspective, Devin White has still maintained his value. It's not like the sell DW window has closed.
Yeah, I didn't get to sell DW. No.
Yeah, and keep in mind, we are like, you know, we're not your normal IDP players, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have our own podcast. Most people, most normie people out there that play IDP, they actually think that Devin White is like the best linebacker in the league, mm-hmm. and he's going to be the best linebacker in the league for like the next 10 years.
No. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yes, I think the time to sell is still very much open, but you need to get it done.
Mm-hmm. I tried to get it done. Just couldn't get the compensation.
Wanted a first, right?
Yep.
No one gave you. No one even tried to give you a second.
Nope.
Interesting.
A future second, but not a 23.
And that's a savvy league too. I think everyone knows. Everyone knows that they're not going to spend the capital on a linebacker that they can farm them in the on waivers, which is
Yeah, we know each other too well in that league. Macker comes knocking for an IDP. You're like,
Yeah.
Why?
What does he know?
Do you know, Marcy?
Yeah, there's not a lot of IDPs getting overpaid in there.
Yeah, so we should mention here a couple of safeties that for the Saints have been, I guess solid here, especially Honey Badger. Sig talked about the funny story there with the Honey Badger on his stepson's flag football team, I think it was. And Marcus May, 12.25 on 100% of snaps as well. On the Buccaneers side, Keanu Neal and Jamel Dean both played close to 100% of snaps and scored pretty well. But for the most part, outside of Davis and Levante David, this was kind of a low-scoring game for IDP. Just kind of low-scoring across the board, really.
Yeah, nice to see for Levante David. He's actually been kind of bad this year.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely his worst year, I think, he's had of his career and for IDP. But, yeah, he was averaging like 10 a game. So, nice to see him still have this type of upside.
Yeah,
absolutely. You're starting to wonder, like, is it over for him? Is he done? This is last year?
Maybe. I think there could be a lot of things changing in Tampa Bay. Tom Brady goes walking.
Yeah, Levante David probably does leave town, doesn't he?
That team could turn over a lot of players if Tom Brady doesn't come back next year.
Why would you come back?
I don't know.
Because
what else you got to do, I guess? Your psychotic competitor?
I just mean, why would you go back there?
Tampa Bay?
Would you find a better landing spot?
If you're Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Probably.
Because there was that whole weird Sean Payton thing that didn't work out, supposedly. But I'm with you. It's probably a good time to, honestly, San Francisco sounds pretty nice.
Warm
weather. You got
Kittle.
You got a defense. You got offensive pieces.
McCaffrey, who you can just have like as your new Edelman Welker type, just out of the backfield.
Dude, exactly. Aja Mitchell
go
will probably
chase
be
one
there
more
again.
Ring.
Yeah, might as well.
That may be so. Sorry, Trey Lance. 2024 though is going to be your time.
This definitely going to be your time. Definitely not going to pull the rug out from under you yet again. Well, thank you all for watching. Thank you for listening to this Week 13 recap episode. We've got Adam and Johnny coming to you later this week with the Week 14 preview. We should mention we're going to be going down to fewer episodes per week here as we round out the season with the holidays coming up, but we are going to be doing previews. If we do an episode in those kind of weeks around Christmas, they will be preview episodes, and we've got some bangers lined up for you guys to finish out the last 2 weeks of the fantasy football season, so the semifinals and your finals. We've got some awesome shows lined up, so you do not want to miss those. But make sure you check out the website, theidpshow.com. The subscribers are still rolling in over there, so thank you all so much for the support. We're going to have our first chat going out tomorrow talking about dynasty linebacker stashes. We mentioned the defensive tackle video. That will be coming here soon over on the YouTube, youtube.com/@theIDP show. And if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed the rom-com talk, go over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating and a written review, and leave us a 5-star on Spotify as well if you use that service. It really helps us out, boys, and we sure do appreciate it. We don't ask for a lot. Yeah, we don't ask for a lot.
Ratings, that's all that matters to us.
That's right. That gives us life. That and the coffee in the morning is what gets Adam out of bed.
That's right. Not without my coffee.
I'm going to get you for Christmas now.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me before I've had my coffee.
I always think about like the, one that I used to see? It was like, throw on some gangster rap, put my hair in a bun, drink some coffee and handle it.
So a long shirt. Like, how long is this shirt?
A lot of stuff on.
Yeah, it's ankles.
It was something to that, you know.
Yeah, something. I think it was a messy bun. You got. You can't forget bun is messy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Don't have it tight.
Right.
And I love it. It's like, throw on some gangster rap. It's like, you 30-year-old white mom. So you chill out with
Don't call it that.
Yeah, with the gangster rap.
Man. Yeah, it was like the STA. It's just the worst.
Just don't. Just don't, white women. Just stop with the gangsta rap.
Stop.
Stop please. With the messy buns.
Stop posting. Yeah. All right.
Just log off.
Everyone stop posting. Everyone log off.
Unless you're logging on to our website, theidpshow.com.
That's a good one.
Thank you very much. So, hope you all enjoyed this episode. Like I said, we'll be back later this week with Adam and Johnny doing the week 14 preview. So if you're a paid supporter over on theidpshow.com, get those questions in. We've already got a lot from some of our listeners over there. So, Addy, y'all are going to be busy on that show. Nice. Helping the folks win their week 14 matchups and get into the playoffs. So, until Thursday, Friday, whenever you guys are going to do that show, Addy, for
Saturday, Sunday,
Adam, Monday. Bobby, this is Josh at the IDP
Show. 11.
We will see you guys next week.